What's up, guys? Welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. It's week 21. I kind of have a voice. It might go by the end of the show. We'll see how long it lasts. Time to see what everyone else is up to. Wheat, Jeff, did you guys finish your Counter-Strike games?
We did.
Did you win?
I did. Thank you. Yes, we won on Nuke. We did start CT side, but we took care of business. And I've deranked to MGE, but that's still fairly impressive.
Is that 1 AK?
No, it's double AK, bro. I tell people it's double.
Is that the crossed AK?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, were you and Weed in the same game?
No.
Not yet. Weed, are you at that? What level are you at?
I am Gold Nova 3, my friend.
Okay.
There you go.
Soon. You're playing with Slasher, though, right? I heard someone saying you Slasher and Scoots are yelling at each other and having a good time.
I've been playing with Scoots for a while. Slasher, like, he's always got an excuse.
He's like 400 games in, though. You realize that?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's
played that many games?
I'm a fucking
No, he's 400 wins in.
He's probably
1,200 games in.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's like triple. I've only played 161 games or whatever. I've only won 161 games. That's a lot.
In your defense, though, you haven't
won like
from Reddit,
35.
So. That's true.
Yeah, I've got... Oh. Yeah.
Him and Richard Lewis probably have thousands. Oh, no, wait. Richard Lewis doesn't play games. I'm enjoying CSGO. It's a lot of fun.
There you go. Did anyone watch that Supergirl trailer just launched like 5 minutes ago?
I watched it 5 minutes ago.
I get sympathetic embarrassed for really bad things, so I could not. I started to watch it and was like, oh, no.
I couldn't watch it with audio because I was obviously like doing the stream, but is it? It looks bad. Is it sound bad? Like what?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
It's not built
Hot
for
off
our
the
time.
Presses.
It's like a show that is going to be inherently sexist, but then edgy, not sexist. Like,
oh, it's the girl from Glee.
It looks like Lois and Clark is what it fucking looks like.
I like me some Lois and Clark back in the day. I gotta say.
Yeah. So I mean,
feminism side while killing everyone or not killing everyone, but having the power to. It's just dumb.
I saw at the end she's like in a government facility. Like, does the government? Does she go on jobs for the government? Like, what was going on there? Again, I could only watch it without audio, so I'd have no idea what
JP, why don't you? I like your interpretation of the audio list, Caleb. Why don't you tell us what
she like saved a plane or something?
What?
Allie McNeil's
in this shit? Oh my
god! We need to have
god.
Like JP mute YouTube videos and do like reaction talkovers while he's like, "Oh, I wonder what's going on. Like, is it maybe that such and such?" Yeah.
I
get a lot of views, JP.
Is that supposed to be? Is that a summer CBS show? Like, when is that supposed to premiere? Does it say?
Whatever it is, they're going to propose 12 episodes and cancel it in 8.
Wait, what is going on? Hold on, Weed's having
it's
a
not
moment.
Fox.
I don't even know. Oh, I don't know. I've got it. I mean, I'm got to admit, like, she is so. Glee went through this weird transition where all the kids graduated and they're fuck, all the kids graduated. Like, what do we do? So they split them and they went to New York, but they still had to have the Glee Club.
Yeah.
And she, the girl that is Supergirl, was basically like the replacement for Rachel.
Was she the brunette?
That couldn't even come close to being the replacement for Rachel.
She was the brunette, right, in Glee?
She's all timid. And
okay, I know who that is.
Then. And like...
You can really only do one of two things when that happens, right? You can do like the Buffy thing where you're like, okay, this show's not about high school anymore, it's about college. Or you can do like what Skins did and they're like, fuck it, the whole cast is fired. Brand new show.
Oh, Skins is the best. Everyone should watch Skins.
It's so good. Yeah. So they were just like, they're like,
Effie,
oh, everybody graduated. Out.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think
Effie,
that's the only show I've ever seen about teenagers that I think was like not like dumbed down at all, or it was just like, yep, teens do a lot of fucked up shit.
Were you the one that got me on Skin? Who is it? Was that you?
Yeah, it might have been.
I don't know who. I watched all of Skins.
Oh, it was a while ago, right? Like a long.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, I watched all of Skins because they ended season 5 or 6 or whatever.
For people who are big nerds and don't want to go look it up, Skins has Samuel Tarly's girlfriend in it. So there you go. There's your nerd thing. Go.
Samwell Tarly?
I don't know who that
is.
Yeah,
from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What's her name in Game of Thrones?
Look, all you need to know, I don't know what I don't know what the fuck Adam's talking about. All you got to know is Google Skins Effie, and then go to Netflix and watch all of Skins, and then you're good. Just watch the show.
Skins Effie?
Yep.
E-F-E, literally.
Yeah. E-F-F-Y.
I'm getting potato. Yeah, so don't do images. You'll get potato wedges.
Potato.
Not they F-E. Do look delicious.
What is that under her name?
Yeah, E-F-F-Y.
But if you search for F-E, then...
Oh, F-E is what you're saying.
Yeah, E-F-F-Y.
So yeah, if you look up F-E, you will get potato skin pictures.
Well, yeah, if you look up Skins F-E, you'll get nothing but F-E.
Her name is Gilly.
The
Gilly
star of the show.
She's attractive.
Thank you.
Well, kind of the star of the show. She's the only recurring character. Anyways, I don't know why the fuck we're talking about Skins. Jeff, you've been playing CSGO. What is that? You're wearing like a Guinness Wannabe Evil Geniuses shirt. What is this?
Oh, yeah. It just says established 1977 and just Darth Vader, Evil Genius. My buddy saw it and he's like, hey, you're on Team Evil Geniuses. And then he got it for me.
Oh, so that's not an Evil Geniuses licensed shirt. Oh.
Darth Vader was a evil genius, and this shirt is talking about when he was established, apparently.
I see. I saw that.
It all makes sense. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. What else, Jeff? Anything else besides the shirt in CSGO?
A lot of Warhammer coming up. I'm going to Portland in a couple weeks, and then a couple weeks break, and then there's 3 weekends in a row where I'm going to San Jose, Redding, California, and then where the fuck? Oh, Austin, Texas. So, a lot of Warhammer. Right. Excited about that. One of the tournaments, Texas. I get to use my big girl, the Harridan.
Is that the biggest one you have?
No. Yeah, it is.
How many dice do you throw when that thing deals damage?
It shoots 12 strength 10 AP3 shots, and strength 10 is the highest you can go. It's a lot. But the big deal about it is it's flying. Things that are flying
Jeff,
Warhammer cannot be hurt, basically.
I can see, I don't know, when you were rotating that thing, you were actually kind of gazing into its eyes a little bit. I saw a connection with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Anna knows. It's like when it used to be up there, but like when I'm like designing a list, I like pull it down, just kind of lovingly look at it all day. I'm just like, you. And I broke the news to her last night. I think I'm going to try again to do another 24-hour stream, and the first $2,000 that I want to raise is going to go to a single fucking model. They're making
we were talking
about that Titan, right?
Yeah. The Warlord Titan. It's going to be roughly like this tall and like this big and 50 pounds of resin, if not more.
Wait, dude, you're going to have to build it on stream, dude.
It's just called the Warlord Titan.
It'll take him at least 10 hours.
It's the Warlord Titan. It's the biggest model they have. It's going to be $2,000, the most expensive. It's not, you can Google it. There is no model for it yet. It's coming out. They're teasing it.
Oh,
it's like this fucking big.
But seriously, how long would it take you to make it?
Well,
like 10 hours.
Probably? You have to shave it a bunch. You have to place it together. It'd be 10 plus hours. Now, it would take Giant Waffle literally a year.
He's been marathoning those streams. He's been doing a lot of them too. We're talking about that last week.
We've been yapping about that too. He's super excited.
What is that one in the casing behind you at the top? What is that?
That's a model that I had a guy named C-Not Bush do.
Oh, that's C-Not Bush's model. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Warhammer figure as well.
It is. Well, it's of a Warhammer figure. It's a statue of Swarmlord, the king of the king of Tyranids.
What happens if you just show up with like self-made models to a Warhammer tournament? Do they not let you play?
It's not even vague. It's just kind of like it's a gray line. Like if you come up with a model that is vaguely the same shape and size and there's been effort put into it, that's fine. But there have been tournaments where people show up with like a fucking like Lego kind of close, and they're like, this is my that. And tournaments, I wish would do it more, but more often than not, are like, sure, good effort on you. But some tournaments will be like, no, that's not it.
Interesting.
And then there's people that have models that are like, it's their take on that model. They kitbashed it, which is really cool by them. But like, let's say the model's supposed to be this long, but they make theirs this long, so you can't shoot it as easily. That's called modeling for advantage, and that's actually against the rules in the book, and you can't do that. So they would.
As well as the dumb stuff where like a great model has a really stupid, or a great unit has a really stupid model where it's got wings that are like, blah, And then it's like you try to hide it behind a building, and the dude is like, nope.
Wait, hold on, I can see
the tip of his wing, so I can still shoot at him.
This is very important. The maps are supposed to be to scale?
No, it's not that the maps are to scale. It's that you judge shooting by true line of sight. If you actually have line of sight from the unit that's firing to any part of the model you're firing on, then you're validly able to shoot at them.
Man, right. That seems weird as fuck.
It's pretty weird.
Don't most games use line of sight to base and not line of sight to model?
I don't know about
Warhammer specifically is not to base, but it's also not to wings. It's to arms, body, and head.
And legs. Yeah, but if your arm is like,
yeah. If you have, there's some guys who are like holding a sword way up, and you're like, okay, you idiot. Like,
so it's actually super important in terms of where you legitimately place and turn your. Okay.
Yep. That's why Warhammer is so satisfying, because if you're a strategical kind of person, there's so much that goes into it. I had no idea. Flies 24 inches at maximum, but I could fly 13, I could fly 15, I could fly 18. And then, you know, the way he works is he can only turn 180 degrees and then fly in that direction next turn. So if I overcommit to one space and shoot something to shit, I then either have to fly off the table and come back on the next turn, or I have to land to readjust. So there's a whole bunch of fucking...
X-Wing is like that too, where you commit all of your movements and then reveal them at once, and sometimes you'll just like overshoot, or like you have to really think ahead. It's very cool.
I had no idea.
It's so amazing. The thing that I like about it, and that I always say, is like StarCraft, there's more actions than you can physically do at one time, so that's kind of the unlimited skill ceiling that you can always kind of achieve towards. Warhammer has more rules, more like angles and kind of mental things than any one person could ever possibly have. So the more practice you do and the more you play it, the better you are mentally, which literally is measurable in the game. Like, you're like, oh no, I knew I could do that. And the other guy's like, I had no idea. And you're like, yeah, well, now you're fucked, aren't you, kid?
You are fucked.
I don't know. That puts me even more into never playing that game.
in a lot of the competitive Warhammer that I've seen, it's been who can browbeat the other guy with the rules harder.
Yep.
Who can be like, you don't know the rules as good as me, stupid.
Let me do what I want. That's why, when I was getting into it, that's what I was worried about as well. And that's like, you'll get that guy for sure. But for the most part, every tournament you go to, if you are the new guy, you just say to him, hey, look, this is one of my first tournaments. I'm just here to have a good time, like, and I want to learn. The other guy is not going to be like, yes! They're most likely going to walk you through it. In fact, the two guys that some of you have interacted with a little bit, the Frontline Gaming guys, they're actually famous. They're like super competitive, super experienced tournament players, but they've actually like talked people into beating them and like handheld them into beating them. And then on turn five, they're like, oh shit.
You actually just won.
Yeah, damn it.
I could not see that totally happening. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Huh.
I have had the experience with the guy that's like a mega dick, and it's weird.
Well, you've had like two guys like come back and retract your wins, right?
Yeah, I had one guy like literally try to physically intimidate me in Vegas a couple years ago. That was really funny. He like got in my face and was like, you don't want to ruin my tournament, right? You don't want to, like, I came all the way over here, like, you know, you lost, right? I'm like, and I was like, it was weird, but
that's weird.
It's super rare, super rare.
Oh well, that's what's up in the world of Warhammer. Wheat, what's going on with you? Were you playing in the same game as Jeff?
I wasn't. I was playing in a game where you don't really win. I was just, per I was deathmatch, yes. So, yeah. Because a lot of people are like, yo, I complain about aim, right? So they're like, play deathmatch. So, all right. And I'm playing deathmatch.
There you go.
I'm excited. You need to stream some shit, because I know you're going to rage, and I can't wait for it.
I have streamed. I've streamed a bunch, dude. Jeff, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I haven't really gotten... I get more ragey at the fact that I miss shots that I feel I should make. Or maybe I get a little bit too aggro, but...
I don't think you're playing the right games yet, then. Play on weekends. and play it just about three.
Wait, should I also state the fact that, like, when I go into almost 95% of the games, I will just mute everyone?
Oh, Wheat, that's wrong. You can't do that.
You can't do that, Wheat. What are you fucking doing, man?
What do you mean? Just
arguments of my life.
Come on, man.
No.
I don't even play this game.
Jeff, just the other team.
I had a pretty
because
fun
and here's why you have to. I don't know if you have your Twitch connected to your Steam.
I had to undo that because they just they all follow you.
I had to undo that.
Right. So, but then when you watch, you don't get drops, man.
I'm excited. Okay, wait. It hasn't happened yet. So I need you to text me or Skype me before you go live because when it happens, I want to fucking be there, man. Like, you need to know this almost as like a father for what your son is being raised. Like, the society around him has gone to shit. Mad Max Thursday, it's already here, bro.
Oh, we're going.
It's already fucking happened. These kids, they're like, one time, like just yesterday, they go down. It was 7-4 on Inferno. Not even that bad. One guy goes AFK in spawn. I'm like, fuck you.
All
like,
right. That hasn't happened yet, right?
I haven't had that happen yet.
Best part yet. I haven't got to the best part yet. So this is happening. We're lurking around the map, like checking corners for like holding angles. We're like, guys, they're not here. And someone's like, maybe they're all AFK. And I'm like, that's fucking weird. It's so early in this thing. I go into their spawn on Inferno, like I'm creeping down into the tunnel. Their entire team, all five guys, are twirling in circles. Slowly, all twirling, and they're all spaced out perfectly. It was the most surreal and strangely
what the
like.
Fuck, man.
I was like in trance for a second.
And it was 7-4 and they did that?
Yes, they just melted down. They just were fucking tired of it.
I haven't done that. I played two games over the weekend because I hadn't played in forever and I felt like playing because I was bored as shit. I played Star Wars Galaxies. That's how bored I was this weekend. Anyways, or not Star Wars Galaxies. Whatever the new Swift
Old Republic?
Yeah, the Old Republic. That's what I played, yeah. Anyways, one of the games, I was top fragger and the guy right below me was like talking a ton of shit to everyone else in the game. And I didn't say anything all game. I wasn't really communicating. And it was a 1v2, or sorry, it was a 1v3 and with the one guy on our team. He was defending B. He killed two because he was terrorist. He planted the bomb. He killed two and then didn't get the final kill. And it's because he like didn't look in the right direction or whatever. And the other two guys just started berating him, like just fucking lighting this guy up for no reason, just being a dick. And then I just typed in game. I was like, hey, nice try, dude. And then they came on me for saying nice try to him. And I'm like, you pricks. And he's like, oh, I bet you queued with this guy, you idiot. It's like, no, I'm not a fucking piece of shit like you are. And then I just stopped playing. I just couldn't take it anymore.
I have been having fun playing. So maybe that's good while I'm still learning how to aim in that game.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I just still, my brain doesn't work. Like, it's hilarious because people are like, why do you aim at the ground so much? We, like, fuck. Like, God.
That's what I'm saying. I'll watch you for 6 years if you never melt down. Because the moment you do, like, I was having this really salty day. I lost, like, five in a row. And then some guy in chat says, Jeff's pretty good, just needs to work on his, and this is my favorite thing in gaming when you stream. He needs to work on his aim placement. And I'm like, bro, Chico needs to work on his fucking aim placement. Everybody forever needs to work on their aim placement forever. It's like, yeah. It was a snapping point because it's like, Total Biscuit talks about this. He's like, I will not stream Hearthstone ever again because they're always like, no, you need to hit the deck right now. And he's like, shut the f-, God, just flip the table. It's amazing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway. I've been playing that, and I've been playing Legend of Grimrock or Grim.
You're still enjoying that on your iPad?
Yeah, it's really good. I don't know. It's like, it's just smart. It's got good progression. It's got puzzles. It makes you think.
I got annoyed at the puzzles later on. Like, I got pretty far into
too hard.
Yeah, no, I got pretty hard toward. Or sorry, I got pretty far in the game. The puzzles were just hard. And so I was just like, you know what? Fuck this.
I'll tell you what. The puzzles are, Adam mentioned it during Mirror Shades, but the puzzles are so like old school.
They are, yeah.
Puzzles, like, it's so fucking random because like on level 3, you'll just pick up this map and it will have like an etch of what one like little room configuration might look like. And so I'm like, okay, well, fuck, man, I'm going to spend an hour looking for this thing, only to realize that it won't come up until like 2 hours later or like two levels later.
Yeah.
And then like there's a bunch of literal puzzles that are really weird, right? It's like you know, if you take a moment to relax where the two dragons, like, eyes, gazes meet, and it's like, wait, fucking what? And it's not until you realize there's two statues, and then you got to count the squares, and then find the middle. And then once I'm there, I'm like, what the fuck? And you have to actually have to, like, camp? It's nice because you don't have a lot of there's not a lot of games to do that shit.
Sure.
So
I hate puzzles.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm right there with you, dude. Especially puzzles on stream. God, that's just talk about one to kill yourself. That's how people commit suicide.
Right at the end of Fallout 2, there's like this totally out of nowhere, pointless, like, press a button and it opens these doors, and you go to the next room, you press open, it closes this door and opens this other door, this puzzle, and I spent like 40 minutes trying to get through that, and like you say, just like there was a gun on the table, and I was just like.
The thing is as a kid, you'll spend like 7 hours on them, and it's no problem because you just don't care. But as an adult, I put two buttons, and I'm like, ah, fuck it. Then I just Google it. I just Google the fuck out of that.
Dude, I'm the same way. Trying to think of the game recently that had puzzles in it, where I was just Googling every one.
You guys, I'll tell you what. Games have gotten so fucking easy that it's like, yes, a game like this, I really appreciate the challenge, right? Like, I could reload after I waste that 40 minutes, like Adam said, but I'm actually trying, like, I will reload on death. But if I waste 40 minutes fucking trying to figure out a solution, I will actually go, I will keep going, even though I might starve to death and die a level later. I mean, it's just
I can tell you the moment that puzzles broke in my life, and I don't know that anyone else will identify with this, but it did exist. It was Turok 1. I was roughly 12 years old, and it was, you know, you're like 80 hours deep in the game because you're just a fucking horrible child gamer that just does nothing else. And I remember I was stuck on this part for like 3.5 hours. And all it was some stupid like platform hopping place to get to some boss, and I was like, I run duck jump and it won't make it. It's not even close. And I did this for like 3 hours. And like as a kid, I'm like, damn it, son of a, you know, like getting really
this
mad.
This time I'll get it. Okay.
And then,
all right.
And then I did this thing. And this is before the internet, you guys. Al Gore hadn't invented it yet. I literally just kind of was like, fuck it. Okay, it's not straightforward. So I just walk around the room. And literally, like a glitch or optical illusion break or whatever, there was a imperceivable ledge on the wall that you could glitch walk on that they intended for you to walk across to get over to the other side. And I remember as I finally like hit the wall and I'm just walking, and then I'm walking like to the place I want to be, that I was like, fuck this game. This is the stupidest fucking thing ever. Like, that's not a puzzle. That's just me wasting time in my life. Like, that's just gone. So it was then.
I like what this guy in chat said, Metric. I would want to see JP play Grim Fandango without a walkthrough.
Oh, no, fuck that. I watched Dodger play Grim Fandango without a walkthrough, and that was actual hell. It took her like 40 minutes to solve one puzzle, and the chat's just like, you fucking piece of shit, what the fuck are you doing? Just like, no.
That sounds great.
I'm out.
Like, and you know what? I mean, I hate to sound fucking old, but there was a time where there was no game facts. There was no, like, I'm sorry. Like, if you got stuck on a game, tough fucking shit. Unless you had a buddy who figured it out before you, you were going to have to fucking hit that shit as hard as you
can. And so many of my friends are like, yeah, but when you solve the puzzle, you feel so good. I'm like, no. I'm bad. I'm pissed.
I'm like an idiot because it took you forever.
That's the worst part. There's no gratification for solving a puzzle on a stream because everyone's just like, thank fucking God. We can finally move forward.
Son of a brother did that in half the time. It's like,
exactly.
Savage Noble says, yeah, but there was the Nintendo 900 number.
Yeah, the hotline.
And
come on,
fuck
Randy.
Any of you people That's if you true. Called that. Hey, this is Game Master Steve. What's happening? Can't get that raft in Legend of Zelda shit, man.
There you go. Don't talk shit about Game Master Steve.
How many Game Masters
sorry,
were
Game
there?
Sorry, Game Master man? Steve.
Gotta make that money somehow.
I wonder how many Game Masters they had employed on that hotline.
Just the one, man. The only
three. Yeah.
Is the morning guy, the afternoon guy, and the nighttime guy.
Yeah,
it was a 24-hour hotline, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking what a world.
24 hour.
So weird. That's back in the day.
Line is.
Now, the in my opinion, the real problem with puzzles in games is that most games with puzzles in them are not built for puzzles. Like, Portal felt amazing because it was a game about puzzles, and it was a game that took you through all the steps of puzzling. But even still, like, it probably wouldn't be great on stream. But there are games like Fallout where it's like, hey, at the very end, here's a puzzle.
What the fuck? Yeah. And but that being said, you can make
God
a game,
of War?
You can make a game that's a puzzle game and still have it be terrible, like Fez. The puzzles in Fez are bullshit. They're not challenging.
Oh, fuck that shit.
They're just like there's literally a puzzle in that game that you cannot solve without looking it up on the internet or having someone else tell you how to do it. Like, it doesn't give you enough information in the game to solve the puzzle. It's like,
nice.
That's not what challenging is. That's just you being an asshole. Thanks, game developers.
No, puzzles I like the God of War ones where it's just like, kill 5,000 people. Now, if you fill these pails with water in just the right way, that door will open. And the whole time it's like, you're like punching a brick like...
True.
So stupid.
Adam, we talked to you all Monday. Anything happened between now and then? Or now?
You killed me with a sword, JP.
Oh, yeah, we played Reign
of Shit!
We played Reign of Kings. I chopped your head off.
Yeah, you killed me with a sword. I swear to God, I died more than anyone else in that stream.
You were an asshole, man. We were like having cordial role-playing moments that you just come in and be like, I'm crazy!
Okay, that time I deserved it. But the time when, I don't know if Dodger told you about this, I was being chased through the woods by a bear. And I got to Dodger's house, and I was like, oh my God, let me in, there's a bear. And she just locked the door in my face.
Nice.
Bunch of assholes. Or when Gmart came out of nowhere and just murdered me while I was trying to make a fire. Like,
well, that's against server rules. You should have reported him.
Yeah. He's like, oh, it's dark out here. It's not safe. And I was like, yeah, I'm just making a fire. He's like, yeah, not safe for you. Dead.
He warned you.
Did you hear about the...
That is true.
But yeah, I have a house in the swamp now, so it's okay.
Did Dodger tell you about the time or the moment yesterday where... Me and my guardsmen decided that I need to have a queen since I was the king, and I needed to continue my lineage. And since she was the only female in the game, we went to go find her and her husband, Gmart. I pulled him aside and asked him if I could have his daughter as a wife, and I would give him like 2% of the taxes or some shit like that, because you can do that, right? And he agreed to it, but he was in a Skype conversation with her, so he told her as we were walking back to the house... And then he opened the door, and she had already dug her way out of the house and just ran through the forest.
All I remember, I'm going to have nightmares about this, is G-Mart trying to kill me with a sword while I'm running around in circles, and Dodger standing in the darkness screaming, get him, daddy, kill him, kill him.
Yeah, she was like role-playing a weird, creepy daughter. That was a weird, we're going to play it again tomorrow, but that was a weird thing.
That sounds horrifying.
It was a weird thing. Krendor has been building on the server, so apparently there was some siege wars earlier today. There was some trebuchet wars that was ongoing. I don't know what's fucking going on the server. It's crazy. What else other than that? Anything else?
Pretty much just that. Played that. All caught up on Heroes of the Storm today. Tried the new character.
What the hell's the new character?
Kel'thas.
Kel'thas. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, he's another ranged
he's the blood elf.
Kel'thas Sunstrider.
Hey, he's the blood elf guy from
Burning.
Oh God, I can't think of the Tempest Keep. Tempest Keep.
Oh, Tempest Keep.
Oh,
he says Salama Ashalanore.
Jesus,
that's
it's
the
good,
one.
It's good.
I like how all of the high elves are blood elves. Rather, they have like super American accents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good guys.
It's basically
right,
Invoker,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's fantasy. Well, you're either British or American. Doesn't matter what you're.
Yeah, doing. And apparently elves are American, which is not standard.
We did well.
Yeah, good job.
He's a big AoE hero. We.
Yeah, yeah.
So thrown around the pyroblast. Like a fire, Jaina.
It's like a not really. Like he's really good in like 1v1, but if you gang up on him, he dies really easily. He doesn't have as much like slow stuff as Jaina does. In my experience with him so far, he's a little unbalanced on the damage side. Like, he's very damage heavy right now.
Well, that's...
He'll get nerfed back for sure.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
What? Don't watch the Supergirl preview.
We did already. That's, yeah.
That's what we're talking about, yeah. I gotta watch it with audio later. I already know all the video. Now I'm just gonna listen to it and not watch the video portion. And then I'll watch for a third time and combine them. Steven, what's been going on with you, man?
Not a lot. I played some Sagas of the Icelanders recently. Mm-hmm. So if you missed that, you should go check it out. And I'm no longer working for Behavior. So that's a thing.
Yeah, your last day was Friday.
Yep, exactly.
Does that mean?
And I saw Age of Ultron.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun movie.
What's your 10, we'll make it 10 seconds because we're overdue for playing a video or playing a role playing game. But what's your 10 second review?
Well, JP, I've been thinking about this a lot. Let me just get my notes. I liked it a lot.
That's 10 seconds.
Joss Whedon does this thing with movies and shows where they feel very Joss Whedon-y.
Yeah, he sucks. He's not a good writer.
And Age of Ultron did not feel too Joss Whedon-y, so that was good. There were a few Joss Whedon moments, yeah, but by and large, it's really quite solid. But then, I'm starting to feel what other people have, written about on the internet, where it's like, okay, it's just the Avengers, and they're going to get, they're going to, crush a whole ton of dudes for a long time. They're going to meet the big dude, and they're going to blow up a whole bunch of buildings, and they're going to, fight and, slam into walls and stuff, and then at the end they're going to win. Okay.
So Jeff and I were just talking about this, and the circumstances of these movies are like nothing. They're like, yeah, okay, it's like a sitcom. You'll end up at the end right where you were at the beginning.
Yep. More or less. Yep. Exactly.
Seems good to me. I enjoy it.
Quicksilver is the actor from Kick-Ass.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
Is he the Kick-Ass?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that.
That's what I was told, yeah.
He's a pretty dynamic actor, actually.
Yeah, he's coming into his own, for sure.
In all the different roles he's at. There was another role.
He was John Lennon in a movie, right?
And Lennon movie? And then he did another one where he was like a soldier. Might even have been like some sort of action movie.
He was in Godzilla, right?
Godzilla, yeah.
He was.
What, the old one?
No.
Yes, yeah, the one from the 60s, Steven. Yeah. He went back in time. It's
crazy. No, I mean the old one from
Super Dynamic.
The old one from the early 2000s.
In when that Godzilla movie came out, this actor was probably 12, dude.
Come on.
He was I think he was in the most recent one, called Godzilla.
Yeah. The one with the guy that what is his fucking Bryan Cranston?
Oh my Bryan god, Cranston. Dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
The last topic before we actually play a role playing game. While you guys are out seeing Mad Max this weekend, I'll be seeing Pitch Perfect 2, the movie of the summer. It's gonna be fantastic.
Are you serious? Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I love the first one.
Are you being facetious?
You're also gonna see Mad Max.
No, I probably won't see Pitch Perfect 2 this weekend. I actually really did enjoy the first Pitch Perfect, yeah. I'm not.
It's basically like movie Glee.
I know, that's why I like it. I've watched all of Glee.
I know, anyone else who is wondering, it's basically movie Glee.
Yeah. Mad Max is at 99% still with 82 reviews with only one rotten. Which
what?
Is quite funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, how many reviews?
82.
82.
82?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm definitely taking Mini Wheat then.
I'm seeing 10:30. Can't wait.
The funny thing is, go find that one rotten review and then read the comments in it, because people are lighting them up for no, they haven't even seen the movie. They're just like, you have no idea what
this
you're
is
talking
the worst.
About.
It's
how
the
do you know that?
Oh, Mad Max, it looks pretty fucking sick. I can't wait.
It's pretty funny. They said it's basically. They basically said it's a 2-hour action shot.
Which is what it should be.
It should
be.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's got a guy with a flaming guitar on top of a high truck driving through the desert as it explodes.
Yeah.
We've been having this conversation for about a week because it's R, right? We've never actually taken Minnie to an R movie yet.
So
I was like, all right, well, let me check. I mean, he's seen plenty at home, but as long as it doesn't have nudity, that's kind of our rule of thumb. So it's like nudity. So today I was like, all right, fuck it, Jen, we're taking him. I say to her, I'm like, look, if anything freaks him out or he gets scared or whatever, we'll just tell him. He can just ask us to leave and we'll leave. And Jen just does one of these. You actually, what are you even saying? He's probably going to fucking love it. I'm like, you're right, he is.
I like that the Nietzschean school of parenting. He's going to go and maybe it's going to traumatize him, but he's going to be tougher after.
Yeah. I also like the Americanism in it too. It's like nudity, boobs, fuck that. We draw a line.
Yeah.
But
None of
the guy, it's actually, the guy has a detachable face, look, and he sex slaves in the desert while he kills everyone.
Let me reiterate. It's less the nudity and more just sex in general.
Yeah,
right. Like,
because sex is bad for people and it scars them for life.
That's actually not true. And like, stabbing
people with knives is
I would way rather get stabbed than have sex with somebody.
Yeah, I stab people all the time.
As the only father on the call, I think we can just tell everyone to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And we can just continue.
And you know what? You know what? I laugh because you motherfuckers are all going to have girls. And then I'm going to be like, what's up now, fuck faces? Like, you'll really understand why you
want to. Jokes on you when I put her in a tower and she doesn't get to see radar or nudity
or anyone.
That time will come, especially for a boy, I'm sure sooner than later, but you know,
we finally killed
he's innocent, man. Yeah. He's innocent, except he will love Mad Max.
The return, not to derail us too far, I'll take 1 second and say this, like, we get criticism for that all the time, but actually in American society it's actually easier to explain violence than it is sex in many ways. So it's actually for a young child, they understand bad guys die, guys usually live, but when mommy and daddy spill semen inside of each other and slam chunk, it's fucking horrifying.
Yeah. Jeff, inside of each other.
Do we need to have a talk about how babies are
made? I was a squirter, son. You'll just have to deal with it.
This week on Swan Song, let's talk about sex.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
I'll have Mr. S give a sex ed.
Hi. Yeah, Mr. S.
Mr. S is actually stands for
what
Mr.
Is
Sex.
Penis?
Zagarian, there is something I was hoping you could clear up for me.
Where do we last leave off? There's no transition.
God, I don't even know. Somewhere
what,
not
didn't,
here.
Didn't we just have the final, like...
Yeah, you had a big party.
Party thing?
With the Vikings.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah! Thunderhammer!
Yeah, big Viking party, and Mr. Sicarian got his new gun.
Oh,
and...
by the way, we're supposed to roll or something?
No,
oh, your HP?
People leveled up and someone should have rolled, or they were waiting, or they did it already. I can't remember.
I think it was Prosper already. Yeah, Prosper
leveled up. Can you tell us a little bit more about this weapon that has been acquired through rigorous training?
Tell them about it. Okay. It's a thunder hammer, or a thunder gun called Mjolnir. It's a TL5 weapon, it does 2d10 damage. And it's a, well, I'll read the description. So, thunder guns are named for their basso vibrations caused by their operation, a sound that can be felt as far as 30 meters away from an operator. This two-handed weapon uses grav plates to create rapid, randomized disruption in a target that increase the chances of complete structural collapse. If a thunder gun user hits a target with an unmodified 19 or 20, it deals an extra 1d10 damage.
You know, just...
Yeah, grav plates. Basically, that whole paragraph was just the word thunder guns and then the damage thing at the end and then some sci-fi bullshit in the middle.
Yeah.
It uses gravity and noise and stuff.
Yeah, you can just feel the noise 30 meters away.
It breaks apart the genetic structural integrity of a person or thing.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It damages the molecular level and it all just like collapses. And
Steven, what's your new HP? Is it 24?
Oh, let me see. I've got it on my sheet. Bringing that up. Doop. Character sheet. 21.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I think he was the only one to level last week.
Prosperity never dying. You can shoot me on the stairs all you want, Adam.
Okay, the whole building falls.
You know, at the beginning of Mirror Shades on Monday.
Yeah, let's ask what happens when you do that.
We said, hey, I've never taken damage before ever. And then he got hit really hard that episode.
I'm going to be like Piani, hold my beer, and then Sicarian, all right, hit me.
Yeah, let's see this new gun in action.
3D10, 30.
Vaporized. Yeah.
I interrupt you, though. Sorry. Go ahead.
So at the end of the last one, you guys were very close to completing your mission. You made that deal with Fleet Captain Saito to get a hold of Lord Lucas, who's on your ship now.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, very badly beaten, but not dead. He's currently wanted by both the Midari Syndicate and by his wife, who gave you the job in the first place. But Saito gave him to you under the agreement that you would go to the planet Toei and pick up a package for him.
And that was in 403, right?
That is in Protagoras, yeah. Toei is a small planet, Protagoras 5.
But remember, I pretty specifically argued that we would have to complete the other things first.
Yeah.
To be able to then do that so we can get paid.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. He just said, don't fuck me on this.
Right.
Fine. Yeah, the first thing was that we're taking this guy to the syndicate in 403. Yep. Isn't that where we're meeting him?
I can't remember. I think you sent a message saying we're on our way that direction, and then they'll probably send somebody to pick him up.
And so...
But yeah, because you talked to Kalia about that, right?
I sent an email to someone. I don't know if it was Kalia.
It would have, yeah. She's kind of your, like, handler.
But not Kalia B. You mean,
the other... Rajani. Yeah.
Rajani, yeah.
What is the... Is there any sort of stipulation on if we give it to the guys that want the Lord versus her? Or can we do both?
So the deal was that the Midari are willing to give you 200,000 credits for him. And then you guys were like, yeah, but we want him back because we got to do this other thing. And they're like, well, we only want the information out of him. So if he survives that process, then you can have him back. We don't care.
But she said dead or alive. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't care.
So we were definitely going to them first. That's what I was. Okay. Okay, gotcha.
That was the plan.
I'm on board.
So I just presume we're heading in that direction. I tried to get us to speed travel this, but you said there's a chance that JP can fuck this up still, so...
Yes, that's right. Yeah, there always is.
Oh, that's right. That's literally right where we ended, was me about to roll the navigation stuff.
Yeah, so what route do you want to take? Do you want to go, because you can jump one hex at a time.
Let's do 203, okay. 302, and then 403.
And Swansong has been upgraded, right?
Yes, so Swansong's current additional, it has an additional 5, like, power slots or whatever. So it has 5 power.
Who are the people that we're trying to get Makari to? The Midari Syndicate?
Yeah.
What the fuck is power on this thing?
Wait, was it 300 or 100? I thought it was...
It's 200,000 from the Midari, and then 100 if you can then immediately go and turn him over to Lara. It's 300 for the two jobs together.
Right, but it's by turning over, she still wants the corpse or something, or what was it?
Well, she needs proof that he's dead.
Okay, gotcha.
And you can use the medical equipment on the ship to
verify. Okay, you want me to roll the navigation stuff?
Oh,
yes.
All right, so this is the jump from 103 to 203, right?
Okay. Yep.
This is 3 rolls that I have to do.
So you'll make this roll just to make that first jump. Then you'll have to, you guys will refuel there, make a jump to 302, and then a jump to 403, and you'll have no fuel left. You'll have to pick up more.
Okay. All right. This is the roll from 103 to 203.
Okay.
That's not a problem. 8.
Okay.
You duns did it.
203 to 302. We refuel here. How much does that cost?
I think it's... it's only like 100 per jump or something. It's pretty cheap.
Okay.
Let me double check.
Well, here's 203 to 302. That's a 13.
Damn, son. That should
killing it.
Hop you to another sector.
I agree. Can we pass the vote? So well. What do you think?
That's how this shit works.
I mean, as a GM, I feel like I'm entitled to say that.
Yeah.
Really, I would give them a lot more than that.
You did it with 50% fuel efficiency.
302 to 403. Oh, re-rolling.
Okay.
Oh. We're going to get wrecked.
So you're jumping between 302 403. Doesn't go so hot. So the third jump, you're going, it's the 20th of September, I think. Let me see. This is your third jump, right? So it's actually, it's the 27th of September now. And
December?
Let's roll on the table of September. Let's roll on the table. You're just gone for 6 months. It's weird.
What?
Oof.
All right. Space mishaps. Okay, so you can make another check. But it's been, let's see, because you did choose not to upgrade the life support. So Steven, I'm gonna rely on you for this one. How many man days do you have of life support?
I think remember, we had 84 total.
Okay, so it's 84 at max?
Yeah, let me see if I can actually pull it up specifically.
Okay, I'll figure out the date, and then we're going to have to figure out, because that's 18 days times 6 people on the ship.
Yeah, we had 84 days. People. 84 person days of life support.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that means, let's see here. 84 divided by the 6 people on the ship. Oh yeah, you guys, you're gonna have a life support issue soon.
Did we get a refill even based off of?
Yeah, I assume that when you get fuel, you refill.
Okay.
But still, like that, the jump was on the refuel date. So you spent 12 days in space. So yeah, you got one more shot at this before your fuel.
Oh god. All right, so this is the navigation. I just make it?
Yeah, you just basically wasted 6 days and then... Yeah, one more shot.
Here's the roll.
Okay.
Oh no!
Punch that in and walk away, I'm just like, well, hope that was right.
All right, so space mishaps. Let's see what happens.
This is the worst part of this game.
Let's still end up. Oh, ooh, of course, but detected early. Okay, so you didn't actually make the jump. You're like, you put it in and then process.
See,
like,
exactly. I role played and it came to life. That's how it goes.
Monsieur Higgins, I think you have made an incorrect calculation, and this will put us into a star.
Do I just make another roll?
Yeah, you can make another one. It was detected early. Best.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just get there from that roll?
Much better.
Yes. You know, Adam, if I were running the game...
You know what, man? I've been in your game, and navigation is bullshit in your game, too.
Oh, yeah. That's damn true.
All right. Okay, look. Fine, you get to the Hex 302, and you're attacked by, I don't know, some disembodied witch boobs.
Oh, shit. Wait, Adam, I know what to do with this. I go up and suck them.
Well, they're in space, so you suffocate. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay, so it's October now. It is the, let's see, so it only took, it was going to take you 3 weeks, and instead it takes 4. So 24 days puts you at, yeah, the 10th of October when you arrive. It's almost my space birthday. Cool. So you, you show up there, and... You get a bunch of messages. Obviously, you've been... Well, okay, first of all, what do you do in space for a month? Like, you're in the ship, in space, for, 24 days.
I want to actually ask Wu, like, what's up with Nika Starlight?
Like, just in general?
Yeah. You know, okay. At some point, like... I know that, like, he and I had sort of wanted to, like, try and see what we could do for her, and then, like, they never got back to us or whatever, but I just want to, like, you know, has he gotten any news feed updates about Zanika Starlight situation or anything else?
He tells you that, like, no, the last time that you came out into real space, like, he did all this checking, but it's all speculation now. Nobody knows where she is. Gone into hiding. Which he's upset about because there's supposed to be a new music video, but now it's going to be delayed.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
But he's also trying really hard not to be bummed about it or to even talk about it. Like, he puts up a lot of resistance at first. Be like, I don't want to talk about that. I got ship stuff to do. No, I got to double check the engine. No, I got to check the equipment. But, like, eventually, after a month, you manage to wear him down.
Like, why is he feeling so, like... Does he just, like, have a super crush on Nika Starlight? Is that what's going on? Is there anything more?
Make a wisdom check for me.
Did he ever get me in contact with the agent over this month?
Yes.
Okay.
My wisdom is 10. Can it perception help me at all?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Well, that gives me a 0, so okay.
You know.
Okay. So, I think you can ask me, like, one thing about Wu. Like, it's a month, and you spent a lot of time observing and trying to talk to him, so. What do you want to know?
How could I get him to be his happy self again?
He's going through some like emotional changes because he's trying to like put his childish past behind him and be like more of a tough space guy like the rest of you. And
I love Nika Starlight.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's you're making it worse for him because he's just like, no, you're supposed to be tough, sniper dude, and angry like everybody else, and like life is full of shitty space garbage. And he's just mad and upset and like trying to like get over it by shutting down the part of him that's really sad.
Yeah, so
he's like keeping to himself a lot and just like rejecting all of the stuff about what he perceives as his like weak former self, and Nika just happens to be the focus of that.
Huh. Okay, we need some space therapists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Install that auto therapist program on Pi.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, I
Eliza.
I, you know. How does that make you feel?
Would you like to tell me more about Nika Starlight?
Yep.
Okay. So you're hanging out with Woo, trying to be Woo friends.
Yep.
Adam, I would not only probably clean and service the parts that I picked up from the planet.
Mm-hmm.
To, of course, inventory the other items that I need to get. But is there anything that I can do with my eye to try to find out more information about, like, what I saw or try to better understand that?
Out of context, if people didn't know the object you were talking about, you just asked me if you could use your eye to see some stuff. Yes, you have my permission to do
my,
that.
My weird glass eye.
Yes, yeah. So the strange glass eye artifact that you were given by the Odinist psychics on Viking planet. How what do you do to like examine it, or like do you just like look at it a lot, or like
I'm a psychic and there's a lot of sort of meditation and I guess a place where MES inflicted people go when to sort
control
of
it.
Not try to control it or to better understand whatever. Maybe it's like a next.
So this is the first time we've ever really seen Piani going back and doing any of these like exercises from the academy, right? So how come we haven't seen this? Do you do this on the regular? Like, do you meditate to try to like keep your psychic stuff under control, or have you just like gotten to the end of your, like, I can't analyze this logically, I'm going to use my psychic training?
Yeah. All of the messages came psychically, so the thought that, like, that's the only way that I'm going to be able to figure this thing out any further. Okay. But I would say overall, like, no, the only time that Peony's really resorting to that is, like, if she actually needs to do it for her own mental state, mm-hmm. Or she's forced to do it for whatever's going on in the ship.
So when you get into that like quiet place, what do you think about to like help you get there? Like what kind of exercise do you have to go through to do that?
So, you know, like Majid, of course, big mining, and like the area that I was all grown up is inside the mine is sort of an active volcano that works, and you know, and as they use it as a forge and all sorts of stuff. So like Piani just goes to this place where, if you could imagine, like it just kind of starts in the middle of this volcano and sort of pulls out until you just see all of Majid and go higher and higher into space until everything turns black and there I am.
Cool. So it's like
it's like an ascension from where I came from.
Yeah, like a distancing.
Yes, cool. Like a remote viewing and like an extreme form, maybe.
And so that gives you perspective on things, like when. So have you used that technique to like distance you from some of the bullshit you have to deal with on the ship, like when things? Because it seems like Piana's got a pretty good temper on her.
So I would actually say that when things like precog kick off, you know, like when like Omen or something like that, that experience happens really quickly, and like it's sort of a shocking type thing. But in terms of no, like it happens all the time, right, Adam? Like every mm-hmm. single time. But in something like this where it's sort of controlled and meditated, it would be very slow and peaceful and graceful and all.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Neat. So this is definitely a side of Piani we don't see very often.
No.
Okay, can you make a wisdom roll for me? I definitely know you don't have the skill that you would need for this.
Okay. Is there one?
Yes, there's a particular skill. I don't want to tell you what it is, but you just make a wisdom roll. You don't have the skill you need, so it's minus one.
Okay, so it's just a zero then, because I have a plus one.
Okay.
The dice is stuck.
No, it's stuck on the end of the table. Fine, the you got it. You did it. It was cocked, but it fell. You're fine. You got a nine. Okay. So I think that, I mean, you got a lot of time, right? So you got a bunch of different stuff to do, but you spend a little time every day kind of like looking at this thing. And like, it's not just a, like a replacement, like a glass eye you would just give a person who needs to replace their eye. Like looking at it, you can see, like you get a flashlight in there and look through the retina. There's like a crystalline, like a matrix inside of like some kind of technology. And like, it's definitely not tech that you're familiar with, right? But you get the impression that it's got some kind of like connection interface that if you attached it to another piece of technology that had a similar interface, that they would be able to interact. So if you found, like, there's a computer or a series of computers out there somewhere that you could, like, better read this thing. It's just none of the equipment on the Swan Song does that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's definitely meant to be interfaced with in some way.
Okay, thank you.
I was going to say, it's more than meets the eye, but it's like, I'm not even going to go there. It's fine. All right. So
I want to just belt out Transformers right now. Go ahead.
Don't worry, I wouldn't Decepticon you. So you do that. You also get these parts all tidied up and stuff. And they're you figure once you got the rest of the system put together, you could use these no problem. They're good parts. And I think that at some point, like, do you tell like Pi what you're doing?
Perhaps maybe the conversation might come up if he were to ask me what all of those parts are.
Yeah, I mean, at some point it's like it's a month, right? So at some point they ask you, what are you doing? It's gonna be all the parts laid out.
Yeah, I want to build something for you.
What is it?
Well, maybe you want it to be a surprise.
Why would I want that?
I don't know. Don't you think surprises are fun?
Not in my experience so far.
Piotti definitely chuckles at that. But some surprises can be very fun.
I suppose I'll just have to trust you.
Well, you do trust me, don't you?
That's a complicated question. Let's go with yes.
I won't even ask you why it's complicated. All right, you twisted my arm, Pi. What I'd like to do is maybe give you the freedom to leave the ship.
Is that something I should want?
I don't know.
Do you ever need the freedom to leave your body?
No, but I can go. My body can go wherever.
We're traveling.
Ship.
We're traveling through space now. I'm going wherever too.
Right, but what if we land on a planet and get off and you could come with us?
Are you building me a body so that you can better understand me?
Maybe that's one of the reasons. But maybe the other one's just so that, I can always be there with you.
I suppose that makes sense. Well, let me know if you need any help with it.
Well, of course, I would love your input, but I still need quite a few parts.
I can see that. I'd like to have more than a head and an arm.
I'm working on it, okay?
Though I suppose if you attach the arm to the bottom of the head, I could walk around on the fingers. It might be a little unnerving, though.
I don't know if it still has enough to carry the power supply and the interface. And so let me get a few more parts, and then we'll figure out what we can do.
Cool. Okay. So Pi knows about your plan now. Mr. Sakirian, what have you been doing with a month of free time?
I'd say this has been some of the most friendly that you've ever seen, Mr. Sakirian. He carries the gun with him everywhere on the ship.
Does he sleep with it, like, beside him in bed? Is he just like...
I guess if Piani looked at the camera, she would see it laying next to him, yes.
He's just, like, walking around the ship pointing and pew, pew, pew.
No, he's not, but he's... He does look at it lovingly, much like cool. I do my Harridan. So he's not that ridiculous, but he's much quicker to make. He's made a few jokes. He's just super friendly, very happy. The Vikings have loosened him up a little bit, and again, like I said, the know-how of what his destination and his future is really good for him. He's very happy. He hasn't been having headaches, and he hasn't been playing with his invisible hand for a while. Like, you know.
Yeah. Cool. So, otherwise, though, like, just business as usual, like, working out, yep. Making sure the ship's security systems are all functioning properly. That kind of
keeps
stuff.
An immaculate room. He still, it would appear to be just a conversation with everyone, but he's asking, like, pretty... Not loaded questions, but like subtly loaded questions to figure out where everyone's at and stuff like that. He keeps a tab on everyone around him all the time.
I think there's something else that Prosper would be doing during this time also, which is that like I'd probably be checking up with Pi on like the cone that I've been speaking with them about.
Mm-hmm.
And also specifically if it feels like there's a convenient time to steer the conversation with L'Enfant, I'd like to start asking them about the more important memories that they remember from, you know, after they received the unlocking of their data banks or whatever.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, let's have that conversation, because I imagine Piani would probably want to be there for that. I want to see what Higgs has been up to, though. So, Higgs, you've got a guest on the ship.
Lord McCurry, you know, right?
Yeah, he's eating up the air. And where is he locked up? And how are you? Are you just like leaving him in solitary for 24 days, or are you guys gonna like check on him, or what's the situation?
Would there be an issue if we left? What is in the cargo bay that he could fuck with?
Well, like controls for the like the ships, like he could get in and out of the ship. Unless you specifically like locked the panels and stuff. And like,
could I remove all access from the cargo bay and just let him run free in there if he wants to?
Yes, you could just leave him in the cargo bay.
That's what we do. There's nothing in there except him, and then I like bring him food myself every day.
Okay, do you talk to him when you bring him food, or are you just like, here you go, and leave?
I don't talk
to him. I mean, the first, like, 2 weeks, I think the first 2 weeks he doesn't even try to talk to you, because he's, like, recovering, right? Because he's pretty fucked up. And then eventually, like, maybe you go in one day to give him food, and he says something to you as you're leaving. He's like, Captain?
I stop, but I don't turn around. I just maybe like perked my head towards him.
Okay, so he's like, y'all take me back to my wife? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, that's what this is about. And then I just shut the door.
Okay.
All right. And then I would probably like hang on the other side and maybe just like put my head down and like give it a shake or something. And then just like continue walking.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I think he goes through a series of attempts to get you to like engage with him. Like, you know, the next time now that he knows that, he's like, well, whatever she's gonna give you, I'll give you double, and you know, I'm a very rich man back on Asa. And then if that doesn't work, he tries to like, I hear that accent, we're from the same place. You know, I'm your brother, why don't you let me go? And if that doesn't work, you know, like he threatens you, and like he's like, I'm very powerful at home, and like, you know, I can have your family like kicked off the planet. So he just goes through a bunch of different attempts to get you to engage.
Yeah, I think every single one I'm very short. If I do give it an answer at all, I just want to not have a conversation with him.
Okay.
Probably more so because Higgs feels guilty about sending a man to like basically be tortured and then eventually killed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that, and this would be a good segue into the conversation with Piani and Prosper. The most recent time when you give them your food or whatever, and when you come in to give food to him, he's just finishing a conversation with Pi. Like you hear Pi saying like, "That's very interesting," and then he's like, "Yeah, don't." He's like, "Tell me about it," and then you walk in and they both go quiet.
Who? The Lord?
Yeah,
Lord McCurry.
Well, let's break there. That's a good cliffhanger.
Okay, cool.
We'll break right there and we'll come back and deal with that. Perfect. So that's hour one. Still got three to go, so we'll be right back, guys. More roleplay. What the fuck is that? What is that?
That is Bearson playing with his squeaky toy.
Oh. I thought that was Adam's bird, and I was like, what the fuck? Like. Anyways, we'll be right back, guys. More roleplay coming up right after this. We'll see you then.